the Polish diaspora is extremely large. There are lots of different migrations occurred, but it can mainly be subdivided into three main areas or main points of migration. So firstly, in the mid-19th century, we have something that gets termed Wielka Emigracja, which means the Great Emigration. And this was a legacy of Poland being divided by three empires. So just to go a little bit back in history, I am a 20th century historian, but you've got to know the things that set up the history. So the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth existed between 1569 and 1795, and this was a very large commonwealth in Europe, and it involved many nations. It was multicultural, multi-confessional, multilinguistic. And what ended up happening is by 1795, after these three things called the partitions, the Prussian, Russian, and Habsburg empires ended up ruling the entirety of what we know as Poland and Lithuania and Belarus and quite a few other areas. So ostensibly, Poland didn't exist for 123 years. So 1795 to 1918, Poles still exist, but the very country, Poland, doesn't. And as a result of this, we have a great amount of emigration. So in the mid-19th century, we have a series of uprisings, and fortunately, they are failed uprisings. The most famous ones are the November Uprising in the 1830s and probably the January Uprising in 1863. And what ends up happening is the majority of people who were part of these uprisings, and when they failed, had to emigrate. So they became exiles, and there's this great literature about being in exile and being a great exile. And it's normally linked to the elites and the intellectuals. So there were people from the lower classes, I guess you would say, that also emigrated, but by and large, it was the elites, intellectuals, poets, musicians, that sort of thing, and also soldiers and officers who ended up emigrating. So that was really the first main emigration. The second one is probably the one that a lot of people aren't fully familiar with, but probably should be, and that's because of the Second World War, so the 1940s. And there were a number of reasons for this, but the main ones were that at the end of the Second World War, Poland's government changed, and the ruling government from 1939 was no longer recognised, and now it was a new Soviet-backed government that was in power, and Poland's borders changed. And what we get with these 1940 emigrations is the diaspora previously had largely gone to places like France, Britain, some to America, but during the Second World War and in its aftermath, we now see Polish diaspora in places like Mexico, India, Australia, Canada, all over the world. And then the third and most recent migration would probably be because of Poland's accession to the EU in 2004. So much more recent emigration. And although they emigrated to places like France and Germany, there was a very strong migration to the UK, Ireland and Sweden, and that was mainly because very few restrictions were put in place. So as I say, there's loads of other smaller migrations as well, but those are the three big ones.